You're listening to Albany's 783 Triple M. It is Breakfast with Corey this morning. And we are joined again by global futurist Maurice Missel. He is one of the, eminent thinkers of the world. And I love having him on the show because he makes me think in ways that I can't even comprehend. Good morning, Maurice. How are you?
Good morning, Corey. I'm terrific. I don't know how I live up to that reputation, but never mind. Let's keep going.
We'll have a crack, hey? So what are we going to be talking about today?
So there's a fascinating piece of research. I use the word fascinating much too much, but it all is to me. A fascinating piece of research come out in the last month or so, which has talked about the human brain, and its research has been done over the last 100 years that shows the human brain has actually increased in size over the last 100 years. Not dramatically, only by a very small percentage. But the purpose for being kind of interested, excited about that, is that all of our archaeological activity, everything we know about humans, has said that the human brain hasn't increased in the last 100,000 years until the last 100. So the question is, what's caused our brain to change its size in the last 100 years or so?
Well, yeah, I mean, I hope you're going to tell us, because I've got absolutely no clue. What could it be?
Well, I can't tell you the answer because we don't know the answer. We know it has, and we kind of know some of the things that might have caused it to do, but there'll be research done over the next couple of years that might be able to understand this a bit better. But one of the things that most of the researchers that are around this field have agreed on is that our brain is plastic. I don't mean plastic as a little molding thing that we use to make, you know, figurines or whatever, but it's referred to as plasticity, which means that our brains, all the synapses, everything inside of there actually changes as we learn things, as we forget things, as we experience things, as we see things. I talk about it as being the filing cabinet of our brain. So we're constantly shoving a lot of stuff into our brain, and new synapses, new highways are made between those indistinct thoughts. You know, when you think of something you haven't thought about for a long time, or you put together one piece of information with something else that really doesn't make sense of it being together, but all of a sudden you have a new aha moment, that's what we're talking about, the ability for the brain to do all of that. And one of the things that a lot of people believe has caused the brain to increase its size is that we're taking in a lot of information over the last 100 years, more than we ever have in the previous 100,000 years.
Yeah, right. Wow. That is so, with like social media and stuff like that?
It's currently being blamed, and I use that word blamed, on social media. But again, this research goes back over 100 years, and we didn't have social media. I mean, it's only existed for the last 12. Mm. But we have been inundated with information, and our world has expanded for us over the last 100 years or so. You know, we've had newspapers, we've had radio, we've had television. We didn't have that before. We lived a very local, regional life. Most of our life was literally within 20 kilometres of our feet, with born and death. But today, it's much broader. Social media definitely has an impact currently, because we take in, I mean, this seems like a silly point, but the information we take in is the information we put out. So a lot of information that we're taking in now as humans has a social media source. It comes from something within that social media universe. So it's right in some ways to say that's the carrier, but it can't be the only reason that our brain's expanding.
So what are then, like, I guess, possible ramifications of our brain increasing in size?
Well, this is a really good thing that we believe might happen. This figure sounds strange, but research also shows that over the last 100 years or so, we've actually had a 12% decrease in mental health and in brain conditions. Now, I know that doesn't make sense, because we all have personal experiences of people going through terrible things, but we're talking about as a percentage of humans on the planet. As a percentage, it's actually decreased, but we have more people living on the planet, so we're seeing it more around us. One of the things that some scientists believe is, because our brain has increased ever so slightly, there's actually a greater reserve now within our brain to fight off these cognitive issues that we have, the Alzheimer's and all of those things, and potentially lower the risk of age-related conditions, because our brain has just that little bit more power and space in it. We don't know that to be true, but we think it may be something that that researchers could look at over the next decade or two.
Wow. That is incredibly fascinating. All I'm hearing is I'm getting bigger brain, but not necessarily smarter on my side of things.
And that's exactly, brain evolution, does size matter? I don't think it does in this case. It's really what we do with it, as always.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating conversation.
Absolutely. Oh, that is so good. Morris Missel, thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast this morning. And you can actually read his blog at morrisfuturist.com. You'll find the one up there about social media and rewiring our brains as well. Thank you for joining me on Breakfast this morning, Morris.
A pleasure as always. Have a great week, everyone.
You too. You're listening to Albany 783 Triple M.